Are you gay?
Geeky?
Just enjoy hearing your good Judy's dish about the latest in pop culture?
Well, then you're in luck.
The boys of Flame On are here for you.
In every episode, we discuss the topics that entrance us.
Whether it's comics, TV,
movies,
drag queens,
or video games,
we've got you covered.
So, if you're ready for your gay and geeky slice of pop culture life,
then sit back and get ready to
Flame On!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Are you troubled by stale podcasts in the middle of the night?
Do you love films that feature the busting of spooks, specters, or ghosts?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute.
Ghostbusters Resurrection is an RPG audio drama combining tabletop gaming and cinematic paranormal elimination adventures.
Call the professionals at nerdyshow.com/ghostbusters.
We're ready to believe you.
The following program, Flame On, is presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geeky programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
What's going on, everybody? This is Pat DeBear here with another Flame On microsode for your listening enjoyment. I am joined today by Josh.
Hey, what's up?
And the person I'm going to be throwing this over to here in just a moment, BJ.
Hi, gimme. gimme.
We are back with another Now That's What I Call Gay Life installment. Aside from Drag is a New Spandex, which is, you know, just basically become a Drag Race recap show lately, this is our second longest, like, running miniseries.
Yay! Do I get an award? No. Oh.
I mean, Josh just shot you down there. I just, okay.
I can make you a little one like that. Itty bitty.
I will accept.
Itty bitty. Itty bitty little award.
This is good because I was in the car driving home and I just came up with like another like 8 or 9 topics.
Oh Lord.
But I think like at least half of them are like dirty topics.
Oh, this is going to get interesting, huh?
There's no in between. It's like dirty or like soul rending like introspection. So
well, that's what we're here for.
Yay.
All right, so I'm going to throw this over to you, BJ. This is our fourth installment of the Gay Life series. Fourth or fifth? I don't know. Take a look at the episode title and you'll find out for sure. I can never remember how many it's been, but...
I want to say 5 as well, but...
I think it's 4.
I may be wrong. I'm checking now.
I think it's 4.
I like having a temp over here to like... do the research stuff.
Oh, girl,
it's
right.
Great. What?
I ain't your temp.
She's your intern, not your temp. It's all a different right. story.
You'll get class credit for this.
I've got nothing. I had something and then I was like, boop.
And that's why you're the intern.
All right. So to kick us off on our fourth installment of this Gay Life series, BJ, why don't you give us a rundown of what we're going to be talking about today?
Okay, so this whole series has made me go through like old chats because I don't delete anything because I like to have receipts. And I noticed a kind of a trend, not with me, but with other dudes, is people have a lot of like deal breakers or shutdowns or just like weird things that they're just like, you say you're into, you like grass, and they're like, fuck grass, I hate grass, I'm never going out with you. So
eating it, rolling around in it, I need to know what kind of grass this is.
I mean, it's sometimes it's something that I'm like, oh, okay, you dated somebody not emotionally available, so they have to be emotionally available, and if they don't seem that way, shut it down. I get that. But then sometimes it's like the length of your hair or the fact that you sneeze weird, like all sorts of weird sort of things. So this episode's on shutdowns, our personal ones, other people, weird ones we've gotten, weird ones we may have. So kind of the opening question I got is, what would you guys kind of quantify as a shutdown or like a little end gamer sort of thing when it comes to meeting dudes? And this could be for friends as well.
Dating endgame. End of the Infinity Saga. What?
I was going to go make an endgame joke as well, but...
Sorry, beat you to it.
I hate you 3000.
Oh.
Thunderstruck!
So I'll turn it to Josh. Because he what do you think... What would you qualify as like a shutdown?
To your context, I guess it would be pretty much anything like a hang-up that would... put you in the no zone.
No zone. So yeah, do you have a no zone?
I have a no zone.
I mean, I feel like depending on who it is, that could be easily be a yes zone.
Depending, yeah.
have you ever had somebody come out of the no zone?
I don't think. No.
No. They're locked.
Would you
in
like
there.
To read? Would you like to think about that question a little longer?
Okay. So
I'm just gonna open that door real quick. Would you like to take a moment to think about that?
So I have one.
Tuve. Names. Whoa. I'm kidding.
Pat, what
names will be changed to protect the innocent.
Oh, I like that.
Or not so innocent.
We just call them all Barbara.
Oh, Barbara.
Oh, this Barbara.
That Barbara was very interesting.
I like this. We're locking that down. If we have to name names, we're calling them Barbara.
Can mine be Karen?
I was going to go.
Or Karen.
Karen. I think Karen works better.
Any I need to talk to your manager names.
Oh, then it's
Karen,
definitely Karen.
Barbara.
Karen,
yeah.
Definitely Karen. Or Mega Karen, depending on how much of a beast they are.
Mega Karen.
This isn't even my final form.
I just imagine Godzilla with the I need to talk to your manager haircut.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
But so, Pat, what would you quantify as a shutdown?
Oh. Do you want my personal ones, or are we still just in a generic
just
talking stage
kinda,
right now?
Kind of generic.
I mean, I've never been turned down because I'm perfect and amazing.
Well, of course. That's why I asked you're the one that holds the keys.
Of course.
Okay. You're driving this Bugatti.
Oh, God. I'm just kidding, everybody. I mean, there are definitely people that I look at and... automatically will categorize them into whether or not they are somebody I would want to think about further, or whether or not I'm like, okay, cool, friend. And then, you know, kind of go through my mind of, okay, well, what are they about? What are they like? What's their things? And, you know, I tend to not have a huge list of hangups about like what's a deal breaker for me. There are lots of things that once you go further into it that are deal breakers and things that I've learned and have changed my opinion about what deal breakers should be.
Yeah.
Going forward.
Yeah. Cause it's funny. Cause when I was younger, there were almost none. I was just like, oh, come on. Anybody come up on here, please. It's so cold out here. But which isn't a good thing, and it could be just as bad having it too many. because then you've kind of it kind of starts building this amalgam of somebody that makes no sense when you sit down and think about them. Like, I want somebody with a chiseled jaw, but a small face, but accented ears. And then when you think about it, that just sounds like a chin with giant ears and like tiny little eyes and a nose, and that just sounds super weird.
Oh my God, Prince Charles?
Yeah, it sounds like Prince Charles.
Just checking.
Oh, he's taking after his dad. So here's the next one. What are your personal ones, Josh? I know you said you only had one.
One that I can think of off the bat is poor dental hygiene. So, like, and I'm not talking about a busted grill.
before the episode started, I was just like, oh, well, maybe some people aren't born with perfect teeth, Josh.
And as Pat pointed out,
nobody's born with teeth. Nobody's born with teeth. But that does make me think of the classic read from RuPaul's Drag Race Season 2. Tyra, was your barbecue canceled? Your grill is fucked.
That's one of the few that I actually remember or know of.
Oh, Jujubee. Like, gotta love her.
Well, like, I'm Captain America in the first Avengers right now. Oh, I knew that, our friends. But yeah, poor dental hygiene is kind of big for me. So...
Like, so most of England is out of the question.
Not all Brits have poor dental hygiene.
I know. That's changed a lot.
I've learned from personal experience as of recently.
Oh,
yeah. But, like, you can't have rank breath. Like, you gotta brush your teeth. You can't have, crusty gums and just,
You can't power through that. You can't. If they look like Chris Hemsworth and you're just like, Maybe I can get through this. Maybe I can just power through.
I mean, if it was Chris Hemsworth, I might try my damnedest.
He would just suck his dick and then be like, I'm not dating you.
I'm not kissing.
And that's the reason why I have such a hang up with dental hygiene, is because if you have poor dental hygiene and it's going to... If it's going to make me not want to kiss you, like...
Okay.
And especially if we are dating, I like to kiss. So that's going to be kind of a, if I can't kiss you without wanting to gag, like, it ain't going to work for me.
Well, I didn't even think about that. I didn't even think about the fact that I'm just thinking about deal breakers, like, full stop. But I didn't even think about, like, the consequences or reasoning behind them, because most of the time when I encounter them, it's somebody that's like, I dated somebody that liked a comic book, so I hate all comic books. It's weird surface shit like that, right? But that makes sense. It's because you want intimacy, and like if it ruins a good chunk of the intimacy, and that's a very important thing to Ryu.
And if I have no interest in dating you or like becoming friends with benefits or something like that, if I'm just literally gonna fuck you and then like you're gonna get out of my house and I'm never gonna see you for 6 months or never again, like,
if I'm never gonna see you for 6 months,
never. Well, I said like
9 months.
Yeah, like I need to have that baby. So if I'm never gonna see you again, or I'm not going to see you for a prolonged period of time, to rephrase, then I'm gonna treat it, I'm gonna go like Pretty Woman on it, and no kissing on the mouth.
Okay. So it doesn't. So it's a hard pass if it's you want to potentially date them.
Correct.
But if you're like, oh, his breast stank, but he cute as fuck, so he ain't getting a second date. But he might.
But
he
I'm
might.
Really horny, and he can suck my dick. Okay.
Right. Well,
I'll just wash it down a little bit later. It's all right.
Make sure the dessert has mint in it, and just like. Power.
just get like 2 cups of Listerine, like the strong stuff, not even diluted. Just,
the stuff
pure.
That burns your mouth.
Exactly.
Right out the bottle, Listerine.
That's actually, that's good. That's a good way to figure out if they actually want to be with you, because then they'll be like, I will accept this 2 minutes of horrific mouth pain.
You got to give them, you have to put it out there, and then they're going to be like, what are you trying to say? And then that leads to a whole conversation that you may not necessarily want, especially if it's just for some quick sex.
That's true. So when would you let them know, like, let's say we're going with somebody that you're going on a date with. Would you let them know that the breath thing is an issue, or is it something that do you talk, like, you're telling us.
So,
but do you talk about that, like, around friends and stuff?
Oh, yeah. I'm very open about that being a big issue with my friends. I think I've only been on one date where they had really horrid breath. But like when I meet someone, I look at like initially I look at like two things, in your face, at least two things in your face. I look at your eyes and I look at your mouth. And then if I look at your mouth and I see like it doesn't look like you brush them, it's a fair assessment that you probably got some nasty ass breath and you have poor dental hygiene, and I'm automatically gonna, you know, look elsewhere. But if your teeth look clean and it looks like you brush them at least, then I will go in open-minded, giving them the benefit of the doubt, just saying, you know, okay, I'm just gonna assume that you have good dental hygiene from what I can see. And then as I get close to their face, you know, if either A, something just doesn't taste right when my tongue is in their mouth, or...
No, I love this. This is great.
Or if they're a mouth breather, then I can get a, you know, kind of get a whiff before the tongue goes, you know.
And you got to think about how quickly this can happen. All these things you're scanning.
Yes.
And, like, let's say it's the end of the night. You've actually had a good time. You just, they might have been breathing hard, walking up some steps, whatever. But you realize, oh shit, I didn't check. So there is like probably a 3-second window when saying goodnight and you're leaning in and you're literally just scanning all of that in like a second.
See, but that doesn't usually happen though, because I mean, if you're going out with somebody, you have plenty of time to,
yeah, you might already know
that. Oh, yeah, scan that absolutely. Piece of it. And I mean, you don't always know right off the bat, and like Josh eloquently painted that picture, if something tastes funny when his tongue is in his in the mouth. I mean,
flavor.
Like, and I can,
your mouth flavor should be the same level of flavor as a LaCroix. a hint of lime.
Just a hint of oyster.
Like, and so my method is, you know, like as I'm sitting across from someone on a date, I'll intentionally make some very bad jokes because, let's face it, sometimes I'm really not funny, and then other times I am. But
can you get to those parts on this
podcast?
Yeah,
I was going
to
say that would really help us out here.
What parts?
The funny ones.
The shade. Shade rolls in off the ocean. See, this is what it's like when Oral's talking to me and coming for me, and I don't have anything to say. I say, okay, I see that. I see it. Mm. We love
well,
you. We love you.
Mm. Yeah, drink that Pepsi. Just
refreshing.
So I'll, you know, if in conversation he doesn't really, like, you know how some people talk and depending on how big their lips are, I guess, or how big their teeth are, you can see them very easily or you can't. So depending on if it's not like clear at that point, then, you know, I'll try to do something where you can make someone laugh, and then I can kind of like beacon, like zoom in on the
sniff them real quick.
Yeah,
just a quick sniff.
So
hey, I'm here to pick you up for our date. Can you just hop in this dentist chair real quick? Bring the light over. Yeah, right. Just need a quick exam,
no,
real quick.
Dude, there I've was an empty. I got a little portable one, like the HomeKit stuff. Like, it has a little mirror and a little light switch on it.
There was an MTV show called Next, and there were these dudes that got off.
I love how you talk about it. Like, I'm not fucking old enough to remember Next.
Appreciate the compliment.
Ugh.
But they brought these guys out, and the girl was a dental student. And she made them do an exam during, like, before she would even go on a date with them. And, like, almost, I think only one got past the initial exam. And then he was like, and then she still did a quick one in the car. And he was like, yeah, no.
For an MTV dating show, I don't give a shit if I've got the best dental hygiene. I have the most immaculate teeth. If a bitch was like, sit in this chair and you did a quick dental exam on you to see if I'm going to date you on this reality show, I'd be like, you know what? I'll call it. Next. Bye. Gotta go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take the money.
I think that's a deal breaker for me. Much. Yeah.
But okay. All right. That's.
Because, I mean, like, I'm not going to be, like, super cunty about that, you know?
Yeah.
Depending on how well I know you or, you know, how nice you are, I may not address it. But if I'm, like, going in and I'm getting either that whiff and it wasn't due to dinner, then I'm just going to go in, you know, and then whoop, just kind of swerve right past the head.
Right to the cheek.
Just going to high-five them and walk in the house.
That or, you know, and then if they say something, it's like, yeah, I don't really kiss on the first date, sorry. And then, like, I just gonna text them after that.
Okay. That's actually, I've already learned so much just from that one. So, Pat, what are your deal breakers? What's going to make you say, shut it down?
Oh, Lord.
Where to start?
I have exceptionally high standards here. There aren't a ton of things like that physically are a turnoff, or not even a turnoff, a deal breaker. Someone who can't kiss well or doesn't match my style of kissing. I will say that. I will emphasize that, because not everybody has the same style of kissing. Kissing isn't just a standardized thing of, okay, this is how this is done, and, you know, this is how it should be.
Okay.
I did not practice on my mirror, so I don't necessarily know other people's techniques. But if your style doesn't match my style, that's a big thing for me. Because there is a connection there, whether it is for one night, if it's for dating, if it's for a relationship, there are building blocks that I feel like need to be there, and that's one of them.
If the kiss is off, then it's like, yeah, I understand what you're saying.
That's probably the toughest thing for me when it comes down to it, because... And a kiss can be nothing. You know, you're drunk at a bar and you just start making out with somebody. Cool. All right. Whatever. But when it comes down to actually trying to evaluate a potential date or a potential partner or potential whatever, that's kind of my biggest gauge there.
Mm.
Because it's enjoyable and it's fun and it brings you to so many different places potentially. So that's probably my biggest deal breaker, shut it down type of thing.
Ariana Grande, thank you, next.
Yes.
Shut it down like the government.
Oh. I also have a thing about jack toes. I'm sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the toenails, or if the toes like are weird looking?
Both. Both.
Did you have an experience where one just like stared at you, I guess?
No, it's just a
kept
thing.
Pointing.
I mean, like, why does that one toe keep pointing at me? No, it's one of those, maybe it's probably my most superficial, like, thing, is that I just, it freaks me out a little bit if your toes are all sorts of pointed different directions, or you wore shoes that were too, you know, a size or two too small for you, and you end up with, you know, like the hammer toe style, just, you know, that curvature. I just, like, it's freaks me out a little bit. I don't know. It's weird. That's just my thing, though.
Okay. I mean, with the kissing thing, I definitely would agree. I kind of have a scale, right? So, like, there, if you're in the area where, like, it's not quite matching my style, and it's a little awkward, if I feel that it's kind of just on the cusp where you can be trained,
like,
then I might push past it. But
see, because when I first got involved with men, there was one guy that I would hook up with, and he was a very rough kisser. Mm-hmm. But then there's another guy I hooked up with that was like a very, very soft kisser. And so, kind of like going back and forth between two opposite styles, a friend of mine said I became kind of a morphic kisser. Like, there's like that 1 second window where I'm just like, all right, how hard are they? Okay, this. All right. Like, I automatically try the match to the other person, which is hilarious when you try to make out with somebody who's doing the exact same thing, because it is just all types of a mess on that front. Where are you starting?
Do I bite you? I don't know.
You make a decision. No, you make a decision. But yeah, no, definitely the kissing thing. It's because that's kind of like a knock at a door.
You know? Yeah. There was
at
a
your booty door.
There was a booty door. There was a guy on my kickball league, but he was on an opposing team a couple seasons ago.
Oh,
and we were at
Karen. We know her. No,
not that one. Opposing team.
I wasn't even talking about that Karen.
Oh,
I was just bringing back Karen into the conversation.
I will state that we were rivals on the field, and then I managed to photograph him for an ad for an event, and then you photographed him for an ad for an event.
I love how she's just breaking this down to like.
Yeah, see, now I can't wait to go through Pat's like photography reel and be like, which one?
So, and the thing is, like,
oh, I know Karen,
and he's a cute guy, right? I mean, he's like, you know, he's up there, like, he's not like, yeah, but. You know, I wouldn't necessarily shoo him away. He's moderately attractive. However, cannot kiss worth a damn.
Oh.
Like, and the first time at the league party, you know, after the season was done, I just chalked it up to, you know, being kind of sort of drunk, right? Because we're partying, we're drinking and all that. But then he came over to the house. I photographed him for the event. Things just happened. And I'm like,
See how unprofessional his photo shoots turn.
Did you tell him you were going to make him a star?
It was the first and only time that's ever happened.
Is he in a slip dress sliding it down while crying? Are those one of the pictures?
And in my defense,
there's a casting couch at Josh's place. It's okay.
In my defense, he made the pass on me. I was showing him photos, trying my best to be professional. Mm-hmm. And then, you know.
He leaned forward, pushed his cleavage together.
What?
He's like, how do I look now?
What about these?
But I just
these have always brought me luck. Oh no, wrong commercial.
The kissing just like,
oh,
it was just, it wasn't even like bad. It was just like really awkward. Like, what are you doing with your tongue? Like, just where are your lips at this point? I don't know.
They're not somewhere fun. What are they doing on the wall over there? That's not.
It's just like it's like my mouth is searching.
Searching.
It's like a YouTube
searching.
Video that won't
connection
load.
Connection not found.
Right.
Buffering. Buffering. What's happening? Buffering. Okay.
But yeah, right. It's tough when they can't kiss. It does take some of the enjoyment out.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
A lot of mine, I've got a handful. The ones that I've kind of pieced together are the ones that really, really, really bother. That they make me angry, like visibly angry. And
they
one of them
really bother you.
really bother you. The complaining about how much I work, that is the quickest way to immediately make me want to like do a voodoo curse on you, because I've encountered these boys that are like, what are you doing? I'm like, it's noon on a Wednesday, I'm at my job. And they're like, you're always working. because I work a job. Like
I got rent to pay.
Right? Like, I don't know what life you're living where you ain't got to work, but I...
Listen, I don't work at noon on a Wednesday, so I don't want to hear it. But I also don't complain about it when other people are working.
But
I just repeatedly text Josh until he answers me.
But you're aware.
Hey.
Yes.
Hey.
Bitch, no. I just send you random things. Check out this article. Look, this Pokemon thing is happening.
Oh, yeah. You look sent me an article thing. Like on my way here, and I'm like, girl, I am driving. I will look at this later.
Listen, I don't... Those things I send, not for you to read right that second, but for you to enjoy. Like, bonjour, girl.
Finally
have watched. Yeah. I had to text him something and be like, oh, and BTW, watch this video above this text message.
Yeah. But
what's next? I just can't wait to jump on these. I'm excited for these.
But that, so there's that one. And then there's of course, I working with animals, I have a thing where, like, if you don't like animals, I immediately am like, who hurt you?
You're a horrible person.
Why is your soul broken? Like, who, like...
Girl, my soul is broken, and I still love my pets, so...
Right?
There's a little more to that.
I have no, like... there's that one is, like, a huge one. If they're, like... And I will give them, oh, I'm not a fan of cats, but I love dogs. I don't like birds, but I love cats. Like
you'll give them a preference.
I will allow you to have a preference on what animals you like, as long as, like, but if you're like, I hate all animals and they should all die, I'm like, sorry, bye. Wait.
I don't like dogs, but I like soul-eating Venus flytraps. All right, you're okay, then.
Yep. So it's, and that's one of the things, and that's any relationship. Like, that is, I will shut it down. If it's for sexy times, like, I will shut it down. For all, like, friends, I'll immediately, you will get put in this little category of like, oh, they're here again. Okay, well,
I hate animals.
I'm not going to talk to them. Yeah, no.
We're still friends.
You don't hate all animals.
No, this is true.
Well, I was going to say, don't lie to me. See, you can't even lie that you hate all animals. Like, it's just, it's something on somebody that you're like, because also it lets me know that they're capable of, like, loving something. You know, I've seen people who are very much not into relationships get into a relationship and they're just kind of like, here's flowers. Oh, why? I don't know. I saw it on TV. Like, you know, it's just one of those things where there's a deeper emotional thing that, you know, they're capable of forging some sort of connection to something living, like not just a car, not just a video game, but like a living, breathing thing. And that's very attractive to me. So, like, to say you don't love anything that has fur, and I'm like, bitch, I have hair on my body, so technically this counts.
And then she says, I know, I don't love you either.
Or they just got with you just because they liked your dog or your cat.
See, I'll completely accept that. I'm like, I love them too. Let's make stupid TikTok videos together. P.S. I still may try to suck your dick.
While making a TikTok video of it.
those are two of the biggest ones. And then, like, I have little ones that just make me apprehensive. Like how do you hold your alcohol is one.
Like if they get
blasted, messy. But there's still some, like, even if they get messy, but I can be like, here's a bottle of water, and they'll drink it. Or will they just look at it and be like, no. And
then this isn't booze.
Oh, yeah. How they hold their liquor. Okay.
Yes.
I'm sitting here thinking, like, literally how they hold it. I'm like, do they hold with
pinky out?
Do they hold the glass, like, with it between their fingers?
Do they hold the beer bottle between their index and their middle?
But, like, imagine...
How do you do that?
I don't know.
I've seen that, but that's like a... I imagine, like, rich people holding their alcohol like that. Yeah.
So you
between
can't...
their index and... What?
Bobby at the club holds...
Do you have
like
a bottle?
That.
Bobby. Never mind. We don't need to go into it.
But And those are... Yeah, I'd say those are the top three.
Oh,
because
watching,
like,
somebody when they're drunk is so much of an indicator
of who they are. It's enlightening. Like, and also it helps me figure out, like, oh, they just need to be taken care of. I can do that. You know, oh, they're punching a hole in the wall while screaming. I'm like, I don't think I want that in my life.
I mean, it can open up interesting conversations that may advance, the plot, because it could then lead to conversations about, oh, okay, well, what was going on, or hey, this, or you said this, and let's address that. And it could be interesting, because that's happened to me.
But okay, so I have a picture forming. This is great. I
can
like
I
this.
Throw one more in there?
Sure.
And I've got one too. I just thought of because of your animals, but continue.
Being called Poppy. Automatic Poppy. Shutdown.
Really?
Automatic shutdown.
What if it's like in the middle of
nope.
Oh, really?
Done. Get out.
I feel like we've had a conversation.
Done.
What about being called
actually?
Daddy?
Fine. Different.
You're
what
fine
about,
with Daddy, but you're not fine with Poppy?
What about Zaddy?
Get the fuck out my house.
Zaddy! It's a trigger.
It is a trigger.
She was triggered.
I start hearing that Z and I'm like, get the fuck out. Instantly go limp and just get out, man. Get out my house.
Zaddy.
Zaddy. No, Poppy just okay, and there is a reason why.
That's, oi, Poppy, tell us.
I'll punch you in the face. That's what we called my grandfather.
Oh.
Because we have Wella, which was what we called my grandmother, and we have Poppy.
Okay.
So
I get that.
You know, like, oddly enough, it wasn't, like, or my mom and my aunt, like, they just took on abbreviations or nicknames that were associated with the Spanish word for what their title was. So Tia is aunt, so my aunt is Titi, and my mom is Tata. So it took, like, each one took a vowel and just
okay.
Doubled it. Abuela is grandmother, so we abuela. Abuelo is grandfather, but somehow we just went, Papi was how we referred to him.
No, I get that, because I call my mom's dad Papa, and I call my dad's dad Grandpa.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I get that.
So, it just became a thing, and then when it became, like, this, like, sexy time talk, I'm just like, it kills it 100% for
I get
me.
It. Oh, that's
just
gotta...
Done.
That's... I completely get it, because, like, I call my dad, or, like, that old man I'm waiting to die. Like, I call him that to his face. But, like, I would never call, like, somebody I'm fooling around with dad. It would be daddy. Or
oh,
Zaddy.
Yeah, that's just weird.
but, like,
hey,
no.
Dad.
So, ah! So I get that. I understand that. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so that's a sexy time no-no for me.
I mean, I feel like I could power through it, but it would be weird afterwards.
What if they were really hot and they asked you to call them dad?
I could power through it. Like, it's not a shutdown for me, but it's definitely something that I'm, like, I'm going to have to meditate for, like, 20 minutes before and after to relax my thoughts and put everything that I'm feeling in a little box that I can just hide away.
Like, I can do the whole the dad-son thing in, like, a message, but I don't think I could do it in person.
Yeah.
I think at that point when, like, we're physically together... And then you're wanting to do stuff, and then that no.
See, I get a role play scenario, but then it's like daddy boy. Like, I get that.
Yeah.
I mean, even maybe calling somebody son, because, like, that's just you. That it still could go for anything. Like, it still leads to a whole plethora of
boy.
Being able. But yeah,
oh.
Boy is a different story.
Y'all are gonna. I'm coming up with plenty of ideas for the next one. This is great.
As soon as somebody says daddy to me, I'm like, what up, boy?
Yeah.
I've had two guys that wanted me to call them dad, and then they called me son or boy or mixed it up.
I'd watch that movie.
that's some therapy needed right there, but okay.
I'd watch that movie and then delete my internet history.
I'm just imagining them looking like Kratos from God of War, the new God of War. Boy!
Oh, yeah.
Boy!
I'm mad about
it. We all pause for Zaddy Kratos.
Get out of my house!
So, Josh, what was your other one?
I would say how a guy treats serving staff.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Like, I've worked in the customer service industry with food, and I know, like, how their job works, and I know it can be tough sometimes, but like I've been on a couple dates and the guys are just rude to the wait staff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, instant turn off. Like I have no patience for that. No.
To piggyback off of that, I will look at you in such a much more horrible light if we go to any type of clothing establishment. You pull something out of whatever, like a pair of jeans out of the wall, and then you just toss them somewhere. I look at you much differently. I worked in clothing retail for many years.
I
will look at you much differently.
I kind of sort of did. So I'm the type of guy that I find something off of the rack or like something that was folded, and then I unfold it to look at it if it had like a graphic on it. I fold that shit back up exactly how it was, and I place it back where it was, where I picked it up.
I mean, I try to fold it how it exactly was. And
well, see, I mean, but that's if you either try,
mm-hmm.
or like sometimes like by the fitting room, or if there's somebody there, just be like, hey, I thought I might want this, but I don't. Like, I just didn't want to throw it somewhere. But when people just like throw it onto a pile of other shit, it's like, and then it's even worse when they're like, oh, well, they get paid to fold it. Get out of my life. You're done.
Okay. All right. Now, here comes my favorite part. What are the weirdest, dumbest, or just bizarre shutdowns have you gotten from other guys? Just like random, like somebody was like, oh, your finger is slightly too long, like something like that.
I don't think I've ever been shut down.
I hate you. Child.
This
child in front of me. I'm becoming Maleficent right now. I'm putting a curse on you.
I will say the stupidest thing I ever heard, and it wasn't to me. I have to keep thinking about
it. I was going
to
say, we can tell other people's business. That's fine. We'll just name them Karen.
So my friend Karen had to shave his facial hair for a job interview. Like, he was going to apply for jobs and everything. And apparently, this other dude told him that they could not be friends anymore because he did not have facial hair. And when Karen told me this, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I get that I'm attracted to guys with facial hair. But first off, you're not dating him. He's not dating you.
Right?
Y'all aren't trying. How are you going to be like, oh, I'm sorry, I can't be friends with anybody that doesn't have facial hair? Are you not friends with women then? Are you...
I mean,
they could
have
facial
hair too.
Very much seen somebody like that before. But yeah, no, and that's creepy to me, because that means, were they like plotting to like trying to get with you, or were they keeping you like a collectible on the, like, I don't know.
I just think they think too
weird.
Highly of themselves. And
maybe, yeah.
They have this image of like their crew, and these are the only
gross.
Type of people that fit into it.
Yeah, that feels a little gross.
Yeah. Oh my God, I was so mad when I heard that. That was just ridiculous. I mean.
Yeah. One of my favorite ones I got is that my selfie game is bad.
I mean, kind of is. Although that video with like the hearts on Instagram where you like panned across, I was like, that is some pretty smooth like camera work.
Wait, was the TikTok video?
I guess. I don't know. I just thought it was like a pink hue and like you slid over. And like those hearts around, and you're
yeah.
Like,
did you listen to the sound?
No.
Oh, okay. Because the sound is like this girl. She's like, you see her on the other side of the restaurant. She's different from all the other girls. She, and that's why I accidentally stuck my finger too deep. And it's like, she is a dumb fucking bitch. But yeah, always play the sound when I post those videos, because they're probably something vastly inappropriate or ridiculous. But yeah,
a big ask for me.
But they were
so
like
wanting me to watch videos with sound. That's a deal breaker. No, I'm just kidding.
but no, like they were just like, you take bad selfies. And I was like, you mean the ones I'm, because I have a hashtag bad selfie. And I'm like, you mean the ones that I purposely take that are bad, or the ones that I take that I thought were good? And he was just like, yes. And I was like, oh, okay. You do know, like, pictures can be deleted and you can take good ones eventually, right? And he goes, no. I was like, okay. Well, that's odd.
Unfortunately, sometimes people don't have that photogenic quality. And, I'm not saying that to try to be mean about it, but some people photograph much differently than they look in person.
Yeah.
So it's always kind of weird. Like, I don't ever try to take anybody, my only opinion of them is based off of a picture. It may slow down me meeting you.
Yeah.
But, because if there's not that, if we're talking growler or whatever,
yeah.
I may be like, all right. But then you take a different picture and it's like, okay, cool. Or if I see you out and it's like, oh, okay, cool. That's different.
And
put your selfies away, bitch.
She's like, she's checking.
She's like,
I couldn't possibly have any bad selfies. Ones. Look,
I took
me.
One earlier and I'm like, did I post it? Or did I delete it?
Girl, thirst trap selfies. She turned it into a thought right before our eyes.
Oh, I have one.
Oh, you have a weird one?
Not a weird one, but I have a shut
that you, that you
someone
received?
Was shutting me down. Yeah. So
oh look, she's not that perfect now. Look at her.
I like her so much better now. You can
no
come
one's
to the
ever
party.
Turned me down.
I was being facetious and full of myself.
Lying. That's what that's called.
Lies. So I was dating someone and then I started losing weight. And so they kind of shut it down because I was not gaining.
That is another one that makes me angry and makes me feel that feels kind of gross to me.
Like, and I get it, that's what you're attracted to. But I mean, I feel like 10 pounds.
But and how long? Really? How long were y'all dating?
Not long.
Okay, but still, they've already made
a couple months.
They've already made the decision to date you. I feel like it should at least cross their minds that you may lose or gain weight at some point.
Well, and if that's their fetish, because they're gainers and feeders, but if that's their thing, it's like, and I agree with you at that point. If you're like, if you are under 250 pounds, I will not talk to you. It's like. Okay, weird.
That's one I used to get a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen that out there before. And I get chasers, and I get all of that. But when you put such a hard line on it, when it's like, hey, I usually go for guys that are about 250 or heavier, because that's what I'm into. Okay, cool. You're giving it a soft limit. This is what I normally go for. But okay, cool. Let's talk and whatever. But when it's a hard line, or like you said, where... If they're not talking to you beforehand, hey, this is my thing. This is what I like.
Yeah, at least give somebody a heads up.
Right? And I feel like in my cases, the couple times that it's happened, I've chatted with guys online. And just like average conversations, someone will look at one of your older photos, right? And you're a little bit thinner. And they're like, is that an older one or a new one? I was like, oh, that's an older one. This one is the most recent. I'm working on,
I mean, when they can't look at it and see, 2012 on the date of the picture, but whatever.
Well, they don't have dates anymore. And I mean,
listen, Instagram has
dates.
Oh,
well, yeah.
Facebook
Instagram,
has dates.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like Growler and Scruff and all that.
Fine.
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 But they'll look at it and I'll clarify it. My profile picture is my most recent and I haven't gone to take out the older ones.
You mean that you don't use a picture from 11 years ago on Growler still?
No, I try to update it at least every 2 years.
Okay.
I mean, I don't change that much.
Sorry, just shading a Karen that I sent you all that picture. I've mentioned it on this program before. That Karen's been using that same photograph since I moved to Orlando 11 years ago.
Oof.
But if
Karen,
I
Karen, you've changed 11 years. There is no doubt about that.
If I've mentioned, I'm, working on losing a little bit of weight. Silence.
Huh. Okay.
But I mean, that's weird. I don't want to shame anybody for what they're into. I get that, though. But at least that's part of that conversation at the beginning. That's their shutdown. That's their deal breaker. Cool. All right. It sucks, especially if you're having this conversation and you're talking to a person before that comes up and you're like, this person seems pretty cool. And then all of a sudden they're like, ghost. Mm-hmm. I get that.
Yeah. And the thing is, this is for our listeners and everything. If you're into something and you're like, you're super into it. And if it's just abruptly taken away and you're like, well, I'm over it. Always make sure you have a conversation about it. As long as you communicate properly and communicate the things you're into, it's less hurtful for the other person when you're like, I'm starting to not feel things.
And,
you know,
you can start that conversation early. And if you're not sure and you're like, hey, you know, I'm not saying on a first date, be like, these are my fetishes. Unless you meet somebody in like a Kingster group, in which case then you both know that there are fetishes amongst, you know.
At that point, you got a name tag that's got them all listed on there.
Just like, I feel like they can just do it. They should just do it like vegans. You know, vegans are very open and very vocal about being vegans.
It's like, I'll order the salad and I like spanking. Do you have spanking that comes with the salad? No? Okay. All right. Well, I will still have the salad.
Can I get a salad with a side of Spanx, please? Thanks.
I'll just be less excited about it.
But I mean, that's a huge thing about just being open and communicative about what you're looking for and what you like. And as you start to develop or build a relationship with somebody, these things get talked about or should be talked about. So that way you don't run into these situations where it's like, oh, okay, well, I've lost 10 pounds or I've lost 15 pounds or I've lost 20 pounds. And they're just like, peace, gotta go. And you're like, why? Oh, you lost too much weight.
Driving along in that dating car, and then all of a sudden you turn the corner and there's a roadblock you didn't know about.
They jump out of the car and you're like, what?
What?
Wait, where did he go? All right, bye.
This has been very enlightening. I need to update my notes. I have like a little dossier on how to like turn myself into like a dateable human being.
June 30th. Some new information came my way. Entry 427.
I need to make little recordings for our Patreon thing. Be like,
oh my goodness.
These people are freaks. It makes me feel more connected to them that they have these problems just like me.
That is your now new project with this Gay Life miniseries. Is just when you randomly have these thoughts, pull out your phone, go to the voice recorder, and then do like start date 30th June 2019.
Thoughts from a thought.
There are.
There's the title right there.
There you go. And then we can send them over to be uploaded to the Patreon.
I love this idea.
Additional content.
This is great.
All right, BJ, any thoughts to wrap up this episode?
I mean, it was definitely enlightening. Like, Josh has it to get more together than I expected. And, like, I both love and hate him for it. Like,
he's really good at hiding.
I'm proud.
How disheveled he is.
As he should be. He understands it. See, it's too late for me. Everybody's seen too much of my garbage. I can sweep it under the carpet, but they're like, I know it's there. There's a big old lump right there. The wise trash heap ain't giving me no knowledge these days. But, no, this actually makes me feel more normal, which is a bit of the goal. So, yeah.
Very nice. All right. Well, we'll be back sooner rather than later for our next Gay Life installment, Volume 5. If you've enjoyed this episode or any of the other content on the Nerdy Show Network, why not become a patron and help support us? Because we are listener-supported entertainment. By going to patreon.com/nerdyshow, we were just talking about it. There is some fun Flame On extra content up there already, and more will be coming in the near future. And you can donate at any level that you want. You can do a one-time donation. You can do a recurring donation. And if you would like to, you can even earmark some of that money to come directly to us by just leaving a note that says, hey, I want the boys of Flame On to get this moolah. If you would like to follow us on the social media, then head on over to flameonshow.com. Scroll to the bottom, and all of our chicklets are right there for easy access to us on the World Wide Web. That does it for us today. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll be back soon. Peace!
Shut it down.
Shut that shit down.
Boy.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.